give at WPR.org or dial 888-202-2552. Again, 888-202-2552. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Hi, I'm Dr. Zorba Pastor with my producer and occasional co-host, Carl Christensen. Your gift right now is so very important. That's because gifts from people like you are the largest source of funding for our WPR programs. So you keep Zorba Pastor on your health and all the shows you enjoy going strong. So invest in your future listening right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Again, that number is 888-202-2552.
The goal this hour is to get 40 gifts. 40 gifts. We can do that, Zorba, right?
You betcha.
These goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs you rely on.
You know, so let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time, and it starts with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to WPR because you count on the fact-based reporting, interesting discussions, and great music. You probably agree, Wisconsin is a better place because we all have access to high-quality news and entertainment programming.
That quality is possible because it's thanks to donors such as you, people that we call members. You're a listener. So now take the next step and become a member. Your donation of, say, $120, which is $10 a month, makes Wisconsin a place where great radio is available to everybody. So now go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is here for you. On the radio, at WPR.org, with the app, and on your new smart speaker. Today, you'll be entered to win a Sonos Move smart speaker when you make a gift of any amount for the programs you rely on. Three lucky winners will enjoy hands-free, voice command access to WPR music, programs, podcasts, and more with this portable smart speaker. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. No contribution is necessary. You can find all the details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter, so give now. Here's how.
So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Hi, I'm Carl Christensen here with Dr. Zorba Pastor. Your support during this fall member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Giving to WPR is easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day in the form of engaging programs, kind of like this one. So show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
You know, when 40 people support the WPR programs this hour, we will meet our goal, and our goals are good,
aren't
they,
Carl? Yeah, goals are good.
WPR is listener-powered radio. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll be entered in an exciting drawing. Three lucky people will win a Sonos Move smart speaker. Sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered. Not a sustainer yet? Well, how about sign up right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you are a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts,
thank you.
And maybe make today the day you increase your support of Wisconsin Public Radio by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Again, that number is 888-202-2552.
Joan in Watertown says, I love listening to Dr. Zorba and Science Friday. Thanks, Joan. Anne in Manitowoc says, We love NPR and WPR, in particular, Wait, Wait, Dr. Zorba, Morning Edition, and Weekend Edition. It's a lot of shows.
A lot of shows. So remember, folks, your gift right now is so important. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Thank you.
This is Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Tom Clark here with Public Radio's favorite family doc, Zorba Pastor, on this very special edition of Zorba Pastor on Your Health. As always, we'll take your calls on health, lifestyle, and fitness, and this is your chance to help the fitness of this station by calling in with your contribution. And of course, we want to hear from you with your health and fitness questions at 800-462-7413. Along with your calls, what's our topic today?
We're going to talk about calcium and the prevention of osteoporosis and how it may not work as well as we think it does.
Mm. And our recipe?
It's a delicious recipe. It's molten chocolate cake. If you like cake, if you like chocolate, if you like molten, you'll like the recipe.
Molten's fine. 800-462-7413 is our number. 1-800-462-7413. And to the phones we go now, Zorba. A listener joins us from Kimberling City, Missouri. Hi.
Hi, guys. I love your show. I love the silliness, but I really enjoy the information.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Well, I have a question. I take several different health supplements, and I have questions about them being taken individually, but I also have questions about them being taken together. And the first one is what I think is the colloidal silver. It's the liquid silver that talks about the positively charged silver that claims it to be safe. It can be used under my tongue, which I use for the allergies. Mm-hmm. And in the Missouri Ozarks, we have tremendous amount of allergies spring.
You're kind of known for that down there. The pollen counts are pollen counts are horrendous, that whole area
of
the country.
And I'll tell you guys, this spring has been different with that silver under my tongue
every day. Do it. If it helps anything that helps your allergies, do it. I don't know why it would work. On the other hand, we don't understand why some people respond more to allergies than others. I mean, we see the response, and we know it can be inherited, but we really don't understand it. So if colloidal silver works, I think it's innocuous, I would take it. That's certainly something I would take. You also have some other supplements you take?
Yes, but I'll tell you, Dr. Zorba, though, I'm worried about the reviews of the silver that you read on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, almost danger.
Well, once again, one of the things you have to ask is this worthwhile to me? Now, let's look at the pollen counts and stuff. Did you ever try nasal sprays such as Flonase that are steroid nasal sprays that you can use for allergies?
I have before, but I didn't need them this spring.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, those we know are proven and safe. Okay, so that's a good example if you want to go to proven and safe. Antihistamines have been around for 50 years, 60 years, maybe even 70 years. We know they're proven safe. We don't know anything proven with supplements because they're not regulated by the FDA. They're regulated like cosmetics. So they're regulated the same way lipstick and powder and cosmetics are regulated. So you can't depend upon the safety of any supplement you take. So if you're ever looking for safety information on a supplement, and I recommend people either go to Consumer Reports, get information there. You can go to your local library and get it. Look it up. Or ConsumerLab.com. I love them. ConsumerLab.com. I don't own stock of the company. You have to pay to use the website because there's no advertising, just like Consumer Reports. And they will give you the skinny on pretty much, I wouldn't say every supplement, but a lot of supplements. That is material that you can trust because it's scientifically based. And if you're ever worried or concerned about whether or not a supplement is safe, you want to go to a good site. And Consumer Reports and Consumer Labs are good sites.
That's great. I will do that as soon as I hang up.
Sounds
now, the
great.
Other things I take, health supplements, and as well as some other things like some magnesium and zinc and calcium and whatnot. But for hot flashes, and it's a brand name, but it is number one ingredient is ammonium succinate with amino acids, minerals, and vitamin E, and something called calcium disucinate. Now, does that scare you, any of that?
Well, I don't know much about it. You know, supplements for hot flashes are, hot flashes can be very difficult for people. Black cohosh is something that's been useful in the past for supplements, but I don't know anything about the this particular supplement. And once again, the regulation on these is very, it's with a very light hand. So the label may say it has something in it, and it may not have any of it in it. They don't have to guarantee if they if it has ammonium succinate or succinate. They don't even have to put any of it in, and they can get away with it. And that's the, they do not have to go by good pharmaceutical practices. So once again, if it's not been reviewed, I don't recommend it.
Okay.
That's my spin. I've been very disappointed with supplements. I know it's a $7 billion a year industry, but I'm small fries, so they never send me mean and nasty things. They're not like the grammar police. There are no supplement police who come by. So good luck.
All right. I thank you so much, Dr. Zorba, and Carl, you too. Thank you, everybody.
Well, thanks for listening. Hey, hey, Carl got a compliment too, not just you, Tom.
Yeah, that's the truth. And before we take our next call, Zorba, time for this week's topic.
Right, calcium. So we're going to talk about calcium and vitamin D. You know, we doctors have been recommending calcium, calcium, calcium as a prevention for osteoporosis. Osteopenia, by the way, is before osteoporosis, and the idea is if you've got osteopenia, which is kind of pre-osteoporosis for some women, not for all, you ought to take calcium with vitamin D. So this was a mega study of studies, 55,000 men and women from 13 different studies all over the globe, and they wanted to look at the fracture rates. And they looked at whether or not they took calcium, whether or not they took vitamin D, whether or not they took calcium with vitamin D, whether they were smokers, whether they were non-smokers, whether they were diabetics, whether they were non-diabetics, whether they exercised, whether they didn't exercise. They controlled for a whole bunch of variables, and guess what they found?
Nothing.
That's right.
Oh,
they found nothing. You got it right. You got a point. You get a lot of points for that. You get 100 on this particular test. They found that it didn't make a difference. They found that whether or not you took calcium and vitamin D did not actually determine whether or not you had fractures. They looked at hip fractures. They looked at vertebral fractures. They looked at non-vertebral fractures, such as fractures of the arm. That was the bottom line. And it didn't seem like calcium and vitamin D did anything.
Now, I take vitamin D every day. Should I just stop doing that?
Well, you may decide to take vitamin D for other reasons, especially, you know, during the wintertime. For instance, in Wisconsin, you can't get enough vitamin D. So there may be nothing wrong with taking vitamin D. But a lot of people take calcium with vitamin D. Now, what does calcium do? Well, first of all, inorganic calcium causes constipation. No one wants constipation. No. My patients are worried that if they don't have a bowel movement every day, they're going to explode, which, of course, does not happen. I've never seen anyone explode. But the other problem with calcium is if you take 500 or 1,000 milligrams all in one tablet, it suddenly increases the calcium level in the body, and there is a risk of heart attacks with that. It's a small incremental risk. The American Heart Association has looked at it. So I think we've got to rethink this whole calcium issue. Now, it doesn't mean we don't mean calcium, but I think it means we should get it from food. Guess what food you're eating, Tom, that's good and loaded with calcium?
Yogurt?
That's right. A container of yogurt, good. You now get 200.
I've been sitting across from you for a long time.
You
I learned a little something.
That's right. It turns out yogurt is great. A container of yogurt has about 400 milligrams of calcium. That, look up some veggies with calcium, has some cheese. You're done. And that's what you want to get. You want to get your calcium with your food. You want to take the calcium tablets and throw them out because you want to get it through your food. And as for vitamin D, I think if you want to take it, it's fine.
I'm patting myself on the back. Back to the phones we go now, Zorba, 800-462-7413. And a listener is with us now in College Station, Texas. Hi.
I was curious about, what do you know about tobacco? Is it really bad for you?
Of course tobacco is bad for you. So what are you asking specifically about tobacco?
Okay, it is bad, but
I mean, you know that. Everyone knows tobacco is bad. That goes without saying, except for the tobacco growers, but everyone else knows it.
Yeah.
But what do you want to know? What are you interested in knowing?
Smokeless tobacco.
Oh, okay.
Well, now, smokeless tobacco is interesting. Doesn't cause lung cancer, but it causes cancer of the mouth and the pharynx and the throat. And recently in our town, there was a teacher, a high school teacher, who was very well known, died at the age of 70. You lose about 10 years of life with tobacco. And he was a smokeless tobacco user. That's what he used his whole life. So smokeless tobacco has a risk for that, not lung cancer, but for other things.
So, yeah, it's equally as bad, if not more so.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, my thought is anything that causes cancer and heart disease, I shouldn't be doing. I mean, because my goal is to have a long, sweet life, to remain, you know, as healthy as I can. And I don't want to even dissuade the issue that smokeless tobacco causes gum problems, because the dentists out there who are always listening always say, don't forget what it does to the gums and to the teeth. So have you tried to quit your smokeless tobacco?
Yeah. One time for a year and another time for 2 years.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, in that 2 year period, well, I wasn't, you know, I did it a couple of times in the 2 year period, but mostly for 2 years.
Yeah. What brought you back to it?
Cravings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just so good. Uh-huh. And plus I don't know. It seems like I couldn't focus as well. Mm-hmm. I was having trouble. I would get dizzy more. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's psychological or something, but
yeah,
it's
hard to say.
I can't focus.
Have you tried the nicotine gum instead?
Yeah, the nicotine gum. Yeah, that helped, and that could keep me up. So the nicotine gum is not really bad for you.
Not at all, and it gives you nicotine. And nicotine, if anything, the focus factor in tobacco is from the nicotine. That's really what it is. So you may want to use the double strength nicotine gum, because it gives you, it goes on and off. You may want to use the nicotine gum and the patch together. That would give you even more nicotine in, you know, in your body, and then you might be able to then kick
the tip. I would use
double strength. I have patients of mine who say, you know, the single strength does not work for me. The double strength works. I find that I can get off it because it is hard. There are a lot of people who find it's actually just as hard, if not harder, to make the smokeless tobacco habit than it is to break actually the smoking habit. So
that's what I heard.
Yeah, I would try. You've done it. You know, you've done it before. You've succeeded twice. Why don't you try the double strength gum and see if that
works?
Like
Mark Twain said, quitting smoking is easy to do. I've done it lots of times.
Yeah.
that is true. That is a good one.
But I can't tell you what a great. I've listened to your show for years. I've really enjoyed it, and this is not the kind of show I generally enjoy.
Well, thank you.
I enjoy your show for some reason. I'm not sure why. Something about your personality and your and the other guy who reminds me of Ed McMahon. I don't know.
Ed McMahon. I got it.
So, I mean, you don't remind me at all of Johnny Carson. No, you know, but you're more entertaining.
I'm not the great Karnak.
I'm happy for the call, even though you compared me to Ed McMahon.
I've lived in small towns in rural Texas all my life, so I'm less like a hick, you know, so it's a big thrill for me.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your call.
We really do appreciate it. And now
what?
I was going to say, and now Johnny.
I like it. Wait, Tom. Are you calling me the great Johnny Carson of public radio? Or maybe I could just be Karnak the Magnificent, the psychic who knows all.
Speaking of seeing into the future, to ensure a bright future for this show, we need your support. Your contributions help to maintain and sustain the excellent public radio programming you value every day.
That's right, Tom. Don't let this hour pass without showing your support for Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Let this station know that Zorba Pastor on Your Health is important to you. Your contribution keeps our show going.
Yes, you make this program possible. Please do call now and show your support.
Thank you. Give at WPR.org or dial 888 888- 202-2552. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Hi, I'm Dr. Zorba Pastor with Carl Christensen, and we're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
Listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for the programs you count on. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
This hour, when 40 people join in, funding is on track for Zorba Pastor on Your Health and all the other Wisconsin Public Radio programs you care about. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support the programs you count on. Why not become a sustainer? Make ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card.
Month after month, you'll be supporting the programs you love, and that will feel great. So pick an amount that works for you, say $10 a month, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Sometimes you want to listen to WPR and you're not actually near a radio. That's okay. That's all right. You don't have to be near a radio.
You bet. You bet.
You could listen online from anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
At WPR.org, you can check out information about your favorite shows or guests you've heard and listen to the audio archives of past programs. Your gift helps support all of these services.
Another thing you can do at WPR.org is make your donation. So do that right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
This member drive, we're offering a cozy navy long sleeve t-shirt. It features a Wisconsin-inspired design on the back and is perfect for all your favorite fall activities. What do you love about fall?
To me, fall's always been the perfect season because it's done being hot and it hasn't started getting cold. And plus, my birthday's in the fall, so as a kid, that was always a big attraction. But it's apple time, it's pumpkin time, it's football time, go Pack Go.
What's not to love about the fall? You get that crisp air.
I finally get to wear the many vests that I own. I get to justify owning those.
Wear your new WPR long sleeve t-shirt as you join in on your favorite fall activities. Ask for yours now when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Hi, I'm Dr. Zorba Pastor with my producer, Carl Christensen. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. Whether your contribution is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate it and count on your gift.
Maybe you've already made a donation this year, or you're a sustaining member. Thank you so much. Consider making an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive and thank you for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
You know, we're looking for 40 people to join this hour.
40.
You
can do it.
40. We can do it. You can do it. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can support the programs you value and ask for your WPR long sleeve shirt.
Has Hooray! A light.
Yeah,
Hooray!
It looks really cool.
It is a great t-shirt.
It's a great shirt. It's got a light blue Wisconsin inspired design on a soft navy shirt. Perfect for all of your favorite fall activities. I love a long sleeve tee in the fall. I love it.
That's right. That's right.
Ask for yours with your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustainer, why not become one right now? It's so easy to set up and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs you love.
Karen in Verona says, always listen at home and in the car, always learning about many things. Thank you. And then Rona in Fort Atkinson says, As an avid quilter, WPR programs are my companions. Pretty
That's
cool.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Tom Clark with Family Doc Zorba Pastor, here on Zorba Pastor on Your Health. That number again is 800-462-7413. But Zorba, before our next call, our recipe.
That's right, Tim. Now, do you like chocolate?
Sure.
Who doesn't like chocolate? This is a wonderful recipe for chocolate. We love to do chocolate, especially on pledge shows, because it makes people happy. And then they open up their wallet and give us a ton more money. At least that's the theory behind doing chocolate.
So you do the recipe, and then with a phone bank, we'll light up.
So this is for molten chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. So start out with 1/2 cup unsalted butter, and you're going to use a little bit more for buttering the mold, but 1/2 cup of unsalted butter.
1/2 cup unsalted butter.
4 ounces of bittersweet or semi-sweet chocolate chopped into small pieces.
4 ounces of bittersweet or semi-sweet chocolate chopped into small pieces.
And you can actually buy it chopped into small pieces if you want to, which actually makes it easier. 4 large eggs.
4 large eggs.
1/4 cup sugar.
1/4 cup sugar.
2 teaspoons flour plus more for dusting.
2 little tea flour plus more for dusting.
And in fact, that's all you need for this. But now we're going to actually make the recipe.
Yeah.
Okay. Put the butter in a medium bowl, melt it in a microwave, then add the chocolate to the hot butter, stir it until it's melted. So you're mixing the butter and the chocolate together. Then crack 2 eggs. By the way, do you crack eggs with one? Do you ever make eggs where you crack them?
I've never cracked an egg.
I'm just thinking, you know something. You're deficient.
I'm sure I get all the shell pieces in.
Never cracks an egg. I just realized, you know.
Sorry.
You live a simple life. Cereal or porridge in the morning. Anyway, for those of you who crack eggs, crack 2 eggs in a bowl and add 2 more yolks, okay? Discard the extra whites. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're going to waste them, discard them, or do something else with them. But you need 2 eggs plus 2 yolks. Add the sugar, beat, and whisk until light and thick, about a minute. Then add the egg mixture and 2 teaspoons of flour to the melted chocolate and beat it until it's all beaten, until it's all beaten together. Sorry, grammar police, I said beat it. I didn't mean to say it. I corrected myself. Okay, butter and lightly flour 4-ounce molds. And you can, by the way, buy a spray, which I buy. It's a Pam spray called Bake It or something like that. So the butter and the spray is together. But butter and lightly flour 4-ounce molds or ramekins. Ramekins. You know what a ramekin is?
I have no idea.
That's right. Just to make sure that you don't miss any spots or the cake will stick. Tap out the excess flour. If you don't know what ramekin is, look it up.
Somebody who lives in Ram.
They're cake molds. There's Iran and there's ramekin. There's Ram.
Anyway.
Oh, let's keep on going. So tap out the excess flour. Divide the batter among the molds. At this point, you can refrigerate them for up to 3 hours, and then you have to bring them back to room temperature before baking. When you're ready to bake, put the oven up to 450. Put the molds on a rimmed baking sheet. Bake it until the cakes have puffed up a bit, till the tops are barely set, until the cakes jiggle a little bit. They got to jiggle a little bit when shaken, about 7 to 9 minutes. Let it sit for 1 minute. Then put a plate on top of the ramekin or on top of the molds with a pot holder. Remember, they're hot. You got to protect your hand. Carefully invert the cake onto the plate till it comes out of the mold. Let it sit for 10 seconds. We've got it on the plate so it can come out. Lift up the ramekin, and you're ready to eat. Ready to eat. That's it. Serve it with some ice cream or some whipped cream.
I can't believe I'm 30 years old and I've never cracked an egg.
That's right. You're 30 years old and you've never cracked an egg. Keep moving, baby. One day you will.
800-462-7413 is our number. That's 800-462-7413. And now, Zorba, back to the phones we go. A listener with us in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine. How can we help?
Yes. I'd say about like 2-3 years ago, I decided to do this thing called a Tough Mudder, which is like an obstacle course endurance thing.
Right.
And I figured, hey, It's no problem. I was in the Army. It's like basic training. And I was like, cool, I could do it and this and that. Well, at the end of the run, my butt was really hurting. Mm-hmm. My left cheek mm-hmm. was hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So here I couldn't even sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just stand up and eat and this
wow.
and that.
Wow, it was, sit down. So it was really hurting. I mean, if you can't sit down,
no.
it was really hurting. And Tom is looking with glazed eyes. Tell Tom what you did with the Tough Mudder. That's important.
There's a lot of climbing,
right.
going up hills, steep
oh.
hills.
Right.
And basically, if you go up a steep hill, you have to come down the hill.
Right.
Then you have to go in water.
Right.
A bunch of mud.
Right.
Carry all these logs. And it's supposed to be
teamwork. I mean, it's a huge course. I mean, you've got mud. Everyone's all muddy. And it's a race.
It sounds
I mean,
like a whole lot
it.
Of fun.
Actually, as long as you finish, if you finish, it doesn't matter if you finish in an hour and 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
As long as you complete it. Because it's like a teamwork thing.
Yeah, no, it's a team. You go with the Tough Mudder team. I've seen
yeah.
it before. I've even thought about it. Tough Mudders for senior citizens. Will they allow walkers in there? That's what I want
really?
To know.
Wow.
Hey, come on. You got to be able to, you know, you don't want to be,
yeah.
you know, ageist. But anyway, so you did the Tough Mudder and your butt hurt. Your butt cheek hurt.
Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. On the way back, I mean, it was like maybe like a 45-hour minute drive.
Wow.
I was sitting on my mm-hmm. right cheek. Mm-hmm. My right cheek didn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And all this time, I couldn't walk around limping. I mean, geez, it was just bad.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to a chiropractor.
Good.
He massaged it out, mm-hmm. this and that. Okay, it got better. Mm-hmm. My wife told me, she said, geez, what did you do? So she gave me all these vitamins and said, hey, relax and do all this,
mm-hmm.
and which was fine. And I'd even get massages, like, at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like, okay, everything worked out, and it sure. went away. But then sometimes when I'm sleeping, it comes back again. I can't sleep on my left side. Uh-huh. I'll be driving, mm-hmm. and I got my leg sitting kind of a funny way. It's just a real pain in the butt.
Right.
And, and I tried doing all this massaging thing and this and that. And then on top of that, my wife says, hey, well, how do you feel? I said, oh, I feel great. Well, you know, I'm not going to really tell her that I got a pain in mm-hmm. the butt, because mm-hmm. then she'll be like, now you got to go to the doctor and this
yeah.
and that. And I said, hey, what can I do with this pain
yeah,
in the
sure.
butt?
Well, first
it's
of all.
Been a long,
it's been a long
Sorry,
time.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. And clearly of an injury of some sort. Now, the gluteus maximus muscle is a huge muscle. I mean, we think of our butt as sort of fat. When you think of a butt, you think of fat. But in fact, the butt is a huge muscle that's responsible for different things that we do when we're running. When we're running, when we're walking. So you did something probably to that muscle. Maybe the bone, but more likely the muscle. And you either bumped it, you bruised it, you overdid it. And what you need to do is you need to do some gluteus maximus exercises. If you do lower back and hip exercises, you don't necessarily have to go to your doctor. You can go to a physical therapist. It's going to cost you a copay. You got to be referred by a doctor. But that's what you need to do. You need to do some stretching exercises of your hip. Whenever you do exercises of your hip, and if you Google hip post-op exercises, that kind of a thing, or hip exercises for hip pain. That'll take care of your gluteus maximus. And then here's how you have to do it. You've got to do it once a day or twice a day, even preferably once a day, 5 to 10 minutes for 12 weeks every single day. Because what you've got to do is rehab that muscle. And you've got to do it.
Okay.
The massage is only a temporary issue. And even chiropractic, it only usually works on a temporary issue. What you really have to do is you've got to do active rehabilitation of the muscle. And once, as I said, if you Google muscle rehab hip pain, that'll work on the gluteus maximus. And that's what you did. And that's what causes the pain in the butt. And that'll work
no.
95% of the time.
One quick question. I have two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Do I do this before or after, before I go, when I get up or when I go to sleep?
What I generally tell people is it's better to do it in the morning. I would try
okay.
that out. Because what you want to do is stretch the muscles and the joints. You've got this gluteus maximus. It's got lots of things. It moves the legs. It's connected to the hips. And you've got to stretch that out. You've got to stretch it out because you injured it in some way. But it takes 8 to 12 weeks, 100% compliance. You were in the military. You know what 100% compliance is. And these are gentle stretches, but you know what I'm talking about. And you will
okay.
rehab it, but you got to do it every day because it takes a while. Clearly, it's been a long time.
And then when you get better, don't ever do that silly exercise again.
But you know what? It was funny you mentioned that.
fun, and I want to do it again. But
he's a glutton for punishment.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, guys.
Sure. Speaking of a pain in the butt, Zumba, some listeners might tune in and think, oh, no, here we go. It's pledge time again.
Fair enough. Oh, no, it's pledge time again. But look at this way. This is your chance to use your contributions to show how much you care about this show.
You got it. Where else are you going to find a health and lifestyle radio program that shares so much information while having so much fun?
You know, so let's not leave the life of this show up to chance. Make your pledge of support right now.
Yes, don't quit on us. All you have to do is call or click right now and make your pledge and let this station know just how much you love Zorba Pastor on your health.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Hi, I'm Dr. Zorba Pastor with my producer, Carl Christensen. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
This hour, we have a goal of 40 gifts. That's 40 donations. We can do that.
We can do it.
Thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, why not join in at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
Good friends and strong relationships are key to enjoying a longer, sweeter life.
And like a friend, WPR aims to sweeten your life with great companionship. And as you know, relationships need to be nurtured to stay strong. Your relationship with WPR is no exception.
It's kind of like a warm quilt, right? WPR is like an audio quilt for everybody.
Of course, of course.
Thanks, Rona the Quilter. Because you love Wisconsin Public Radio, it's important to support us now by becoming a contributor. Keep this relationship strong. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's easy to spend a dollar or more a month on things that are part of your routine, like a cup of coffee or your favorite snack.
Consider the news, information, and inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day. That's $30 a month is just the right donation for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
We listen to public radio because it has news, talk shows, and music that we enjoy. I like Morning Edition, Weekend Edition, and the news that is interspersed throughout the day. I'm proud of what Wisconsin Public Radio does for our state. I like being a sustainer. It makes me feel like I'm a part of what's happening. We were writing checks every drive, and instead we can have it done automatically. It's much easier. I'm Marion Segrin Hall from Wausau, Wisconsin. Enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Dr. Zorba Pastor with Carl Christensen. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this fall member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
You love Wisconsin Public Radio because it's your source for intelligent radio. And there are costs associated with this quality. That's where you come in. Your support is so important.
Making a gift is quick and easy, and you'll be finished in no time at all. Your contribution of any amount, say $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes WPR possible.
We're looking for 40 people to join this hour. You make WPR possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll be entered into an exciting drawing today. Three lucky people will win a portable smart speaker, the Sonos Move. No contribution is necessary. See WPR.org/drawing for the details. Better yet, you'll automatically be entered into this when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up the monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs you love and get automatically entered in the drawings we have during member drives.
James in Sheboygan says, I love Dr. Zorba's show. Thank you, James. Thank you. And Christina Fitchburg says, Dr. Zorba makes me laugh. Since laughter is the best medicine, I'm donating for more medicine. Way to go, Christine. Way
That's
to go.
Great. That's great. Your gift is so powerful. It really does make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Tom Clark here with Family Doc Zorba Pastor on Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Our number, 800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. Before we get back to the phones now, Zorba, I thought you'd enjoy something that turned up in our inbox recently.
Sure.
Okay, Zorba, I know that when I read a listener email, often it means someone either disagrees with you.
Disagreeing with the doc. Disagreeing with the doc. Oh, oh, oh.
Or better yet, it might mean we're getting another nitpicky visit from your favorite do-gooders and backseat drivers, the pesky grammar police. But not this time, Zorba. This week, I thought that I'd share some kind words that came our way.
Oh, how nice.
This is from a listener, Katie, in Sirona, Wisconsin. She writes, Dear Dr. Zorba and Tom, you are one of my favorite public radio programs. I listen every week. The chemistry between you and Tom is lighthearted and amusing.
How nice.
I laugh and smile along with all the jokes, and the health advice is always informative. It's stuff I can use in my everyday life. Thanks so much for a great show, and please keep it coming.
So nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. What a wonderful, wonderful compliment.
We're always happy to help, Katie. And with help from listeners like you, we hope to keep it up way into the future. Now, Zorba, let's go to a caller in Springfield, Missouri. Hi.
Hi, Zorba. Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
Well, I have a situation. About 3 weeks ago, I started noticing small circular patches around my abdomen that since, like, spread to my upper thighs and the inside of my upper arms. It looks exactly like ringworm, and I've gotten an appointment with my doctor, but not before I need to be the maid of honor in a wedding for my cousin in a week. So this, it's not going away, and it's spreading. I've looked up a lot of information on ringworm, and there seems to be a ton of at-home ways to handle it. Mm-hmm. Like, we've tried lemon balm, tried garlic.
Have you gone to the over-the-counter remedies, Lotrimin? Have you tried that?
No, I've just tried the creams.
But are they the anti? But Lotrimin is Lotrimin, which is Lotrisone, is a very good antifungal cream that you can try. Have you done that 2 to 3 times a day?
I have used. I think mine's called like Aprazole, and I've done that one twice a day for the past week and a half. And I've added another one, but it's not really effective, and it's still spreading.
You know, it's interesting. This is a good example of telemedicine, where you would actually take a picture, talk to your doctor and say, hey, it's an emergency. I've got to stand up at a wedding and get rid of this. And what can I do? you know, it sounds fungal. There are a couple of things I'd recommend. Go to the pharmacist and say, this is what I've been taking. Is there anything over the counter that is stronger than this? And talk to the pharmacist, mm-hmm. because there are a number of over the counter creams that you can try. If that fails, I would call up the doc and say, look, I'm going to a wedding. I can't stand this stuff. I have to get it taken care of. I'll come in if I have to, but can you at least give me something that you know is safe that I can try? Help! Help! Help!
Yes.
You're not the ringworm bearer at the wedding, are you?
Oh, gosh. The ringworm bearer at the wedding. Bad pun.
Oh, my gosh.
Bad pun. That's exactly it. But that's what I would do. I would go to the pharmacist, bring everything you in. The folk remedies work a little bit, but frankly, the pharmaceutical remedies are better and mm-hmm. they're quicker. And so ask your pharmacist, tell him or her, this is everything that we have and what can I try this more? And then follow it rigidly. If it says twice a day, put it on twice a day. And if that fails mm-hmm. after a day or two and doesn't fade, call your doctor. I'd probably do both if it were me. If I were a bridesmaid standing up at the wedding, okay, I've got to put my bridesmaid cap on, or a groom. I'll go to the groom's side, and I wanted to get rid of it. I'd call the doctor and see what they could do, because there are stronger remedies that are also prescription. Do you know your doc? Is this a doc you go to all the time?
No, this will be the first time I've seen them. I was between providers.
Oh, unlikely that they will give you something if they have never seen you before. That is probably close to zero or
that
an imaginary. It's an imaginary number. It's the square root of minus one. So I think it's an imaginary number. So I would go to the pharmacist because it's not the doctor's.
And then I wanted to ask you also... So I'm getting married in a month.
Oh, congratulations.
My partner, thank you very much. Lots of weddings. My partner says that his immune system is very, very strong, mm-hmm. and he's not going to get this, mm-hmm. and he has not gotten it. And so I'm a nurse. Uh-huh. I'm pretty stressed out. I drink a lot of coffee. I'm wondering, is this lingering so long because I have some immune system problems?
No, you do not have an immune system problem. Some people get ringworm and some do not. And is there an immunity issue? Yeah, there's probably a local immunity issue, but it does not mean you have an immune system problem. You are people just, some get it and some don't get it, and it doesn't mean there's anything serious going on.
Okay.
So where are you going to get married?
I'm getting married in Springfield at the Unitarian Church.
Wonderful. Yep. Oh, wonderful. Well, congratulations. May you have years and years of wedding bliss, of marriage bliss.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care now.
1-800-462-7413, our number. 800-462-7413. And Zorba, you wished that last caller many years of marriage bliss. Well, at Zorba Pastor on Your Health, you and I have enjoyed many years of radio bliss.
Many years is right. Where else are you going to hear Tom make a joke as bad as ringworm bearer?
Come on. Yeah, sorry about that one. But hey, we love to mix it up here on Zorba Pastor on Your Health. And if you enjoy that lighthearted mix of healthy living advice and intelligent discussion, there's only one way to make sure we stay on the air, and that's to make a contribution. Now.
Now is the key word here. We're approaching the end of the hour, and we rely on your contribution. Your gift of any amount gives us and this station a much-needed shot in the arm, which keeps us alive and kicking.
Yeah, and with as much fun as we're having each week, it might be easy for this hour to slip by, but please don't let that happen. Stop what you're doing and support public radio now. It's never been more important.
Now is the time. Your pledge keeps this station healthy, and you'll feel great when you invest in this relationship. So raise your coffee mug or your water bottle or your green smoothie and toast to many more years of radio bliss. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-1110. 2552. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. I'm Carl Christensen with the one and only Dr. Zorba Pastor. You rely on the Ideas Network for informative, interesting discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. That's why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Again, that's 888-202-2552.
When 40 people join in, we'll meet our goal. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support the programs that you rely on every single day.
Thank you if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, Zorba, this past year plus, almost 2 years, has been really, really a challenging time for everybody.
You bet.
But for this show, it has really provided a unique opportunity to utilize your scientific and your medical expertise to help people filter through all the confusing and often rapidly changing news and information surrounding this COVID-19 pandemic. And those particular conversations we've had on the show have been vital and have really helped people during such a difficult time.
You know, you're right, Carl. It's truly been a pleasure to be able to help our listeners navigate such a challenging time. And it's listener support that makes these important conversations possible. So make your gift now to keep the dialogue open at WPR.org or by dialing 888-202-2552.
We have a beautiful new long sleeve shirt this year, and it's printed right here in Wisconsin. This
great shirt.
Yeah, it's a great looking shirt.
Great shirt.
It's navy. It features the WPR logo on the front and a Wisconsin-inspired design on the back. So show off your WPR pride when you ask for your WPR long sleeve shirt today. Give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I have definitely bought some crazy clothes.
It's a little thing, you wind it up and it goes across the top of the table. She broke it in the first 5 seconds.
Silliest thing. It was Kahlua.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So go to WPR.org or dial 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Hi, I'm Dr. Zorba Pastor with my producer, Carl Christensen. Your support during this fall member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
Listeners make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, and members make the programs possible.
You get all of these great shows because members, people like you who donate, kick in the largest amount of funding for WPR programs. So become a member right now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $100 or $10 a month or any amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part. Well, it's your continued support that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio going.
If it's been a while since you've donated, this is the perfect time to renew at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We'll be glad to have you back.
If you're a sustaining member, thank you. Thanks a lot. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Allison from Madison says, everything on WPR inspired me to donate. You're the only station I listen to anytime, anywhere. Oh, how wonderful. Thank you, Allison. Thank you. And Charles in Iron River says, WPR is my favorite broadcasting and streaming source, my most useful education, information, and entertainment source. Thank you, Charles. Thank you a lot.
Thanks so much, Charles and Allison. Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.